Welcome, Buttheads, to episode 8 of the Butthurt Owens Valley podcast. I am Chase Little.
Hi, buddy. I'm James Trules.
We're going to dive right into pizza first thing, so that way it's nice and warm for us. We got permission from Pizza Factory to put their name out there, and that's what we're going to give a try today. We got our little scorecards here.
I am ready.
Did we file away the other one with the important paperwork, Jesse?
It's back there
behind us. Behind us.
That's where the important paperwork goes.
That is where the important paperwork file is.
I'm just out of curiosity. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I gave them a total of Schlammenhose.
Schlammenhose.
Gave Schlammenhose a total of 28 last episode.
That's a pretty looking
pot.
Yep. Trolls, I think you were 34.
I think I was
on Schlammenhose.
30, yeah, something like that.
34, 35, something.
Beautiful cheese pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful cheese pizza.
Let's see that pepperoni. You got a couple of fat guys back here too, so this is hard for us.
Yeah, this is actually part of our fun. We get to eat pizza in front of the fat people.
Right?
I mean, your resident fat guys, Jesse Steele and Kevin McCormick, behind here producing the show.
I cannot wait for this because the only thing I had today was a half a sandwich.
This is going to ruin my diet, just so you guys know. Okay. The problem is this the pizza I grew up on?
Sure.
So I'm always like 10 out of 10 every time I eat it.
I understand.
I am 100% the same with Pizza Factory.
Dude, like, it's hard to beat. Like, even, like, you know, you go out, even, like, to... I went to Little Italy once in San Diego. I was just the whole time, I was like, it's not as good as Pizza Factory.
Man, that is... That's good, bro.
You can't beat it.
I don't care who you are. That's good.
Eat some pizza, you guys.
Yeah. The thing about the pepperoni, you see how those... The pepperoni is crisp on the edges?
It's the key.
It is so key in their marinara. It's wildly good.
See, it's hard to be fair with the scoring. That's my biggest.
Score it how you feel it, bro.
I appreciate you saying that. It's hard to be. It's hard to be objective, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to blaze through this guy.
My thought on it while you're doing that is, like, it's my favorite, too, because I grew up on it. That's what we all grew up on. Right. You know, the arcade was there and all that stuff, you know, speaking of nostalgia. And so it's hard not to say this is the best pizza. It's not a gourmet pizza.
Of course it's not.
There's no one's going to say it is. But to me, it's the best one. But, you know, if you're, like, say we're talking about, like, an upper crust or someone that's more of a high-end place, well, of course it's a better pizza.
Right.
But is it? You know what I mean? Like, I'd prefer this over a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I would actually... I make pizza at home, and I really like it. I would say that theirs is probably better for especially certain things, but, like, I make, like, certain... I'll get into it later. But this is Pizza Factory. Crust, how much did it cost us?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Two medium pizzas, 40 plus, I think.
Just because it was, you know, value for money.
Oh, yeah, 40. It was two medium pizzas. I can look. I think it was 40.
You tipped 50%, by the way, because I picked them up, so.
Good job. Good job.
This is a dragon I have chased across the West Coast, by the way. And just to piggyback off your point about maybe it's not a bougie pizza, I'd rather watch a Rambo movie than a Woody Allen movie any day of the week, absolutely. So
I completely agree.
Yeah, I feel like I'm home again. I want to play some Turtles or NBA Jam right now.
I couldn't help it. I gave it fours across the board.
Fours.
With a total score of 40.
Yeah.
And that's the highest score so far.
That is the highest score so far. I'm bad at math, so
what's the maximum?
The maximum is 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have 10 different categories with a score between of 1 through 5. So crust, sauce, cheese, toppings, freshness, presentation, temperature, flavor balance, value for money, and overall satisfaction. So...
Mine was not far behind yours.
No?
Nope. Crust, 3.5. It gets a little chewy. I love the flavor of it, but it gets a little tough to bite through. Sauce, 4. It's hard not to give it a 5. I've had a better out there, but definitely not anywhere in town. Cheese, it is a very powerful mozzarella, right? It carries a lot of flavor through it. I gave the cheese a 3 because just as a cheese pizza, the flavor is overpowering the sauce, and I want more sauce.
The flavor of the cheese.
Always more sauce, please. Always. When I order a pizza, I always do pepperoni pizza, extra pepperoni, extra sauce, well done. That's how I always order my
But these pizza are factory. Just normal.
This 100% normal. Straight
yeah.
how it is.
Yeah, yeah just no fancy how, stuff. How they would do it with
toppings, 3.5. It was a great presentation. There's nothing wrong with them. Freshness, 4. Presentation, 5, because that cheese pizza was beautiful, man.
Well, and also how you mentioned earlier how the pepperonis crisp up like that. That's a great presentation.
This little thing right here, so you can...
Yeah.
Make ASMR butt hurt.
Oh. So good. Temperature, 4. Flavor balance, 4. Value for money, 3. It is on the higher end side of things. Overall satisfaction, 4, for a grand total of 38, and tell me if I'm wrong, people, because I'm bad at math.
Nice. Okay, I got a quick Pizza Factory thing to think about. So, what was your favorite arcade game when the Pizza Factory was over there by Taco Bell?
Area 51.
Area 51, 100%.
I don't know if you know this, but I carried the high score in Area 51 for the entire existence of that.
Nice.
Always.
I did not know that.
It was JET.
But Area 51 was mine, too.
I mean, was there other games in there? I thought it was just that one.
There was. They had Ninja Turtles in there. I mean, they had RoboCop. They had Ninja Turtles. There was a lot of classics.
Mini basketball game for
a minute. Oh, yeah. I'm joking.
I got my Tony Hawk, it was Christmas 1987. Bones Brigade Slam, like, hitting at the time. I got a Tony Hawk model board. Nice. And it was brand new. My dad said, don't ride it to Pizza Factory. And I did. And it got stolen.
Swiped. Yep.
Stolen.
Yeah, my...
Day one.
My Game Boy Color I bought for myself back in the day got stolen at the bowling alley, man. Ugh. My mom said, don't bring it. I was going to like a little kid's birthday party or whatever.
I think that I remember most about Pizza Factory.
That's what I bought myself for being, you know, a star in a movie.
Well, my girlfriend worked there too.
Because I got paid, you know, so I...
You were a star in a movie?
I was the star.
He used to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Another Life.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense.
I was in Gone in 60 Seconds, bro.
Yeah.
I was. Seriously.
Okay.
You know the go-kart scene? Yeah. The Nicolas Cage one.
Yes.
Yeah, the go-kart scene down there. It was filmed down there in Independence.
Get out of town.
And they called the motorcycle shop when we used to have one here, and asked if they knew of any kids that knew how to that could, you know, drive go karts.
Legitly,
yeah.
You're not gonna be like, oh, I'm just fucking with you.
No, 100%. I was in that movie.
Bro. Yeah. Wow, that's rad, man. Yeah. Did you get royalties?
No, I got like $700 for, you know, doing it for like 3 days in a row, going down to Independence.
And you're just down there going, fuck yeah, and I get paid.
To be honest, I didn't get to drive the actual go karts because my feet wouldn't fit in the. There was like the way it was shaped, there was like a metal bottom, and there was like a metal bar like welded across like this for the freaking, the cage, you know, or the frame of it. Mm-hmm. And my foot wouldn't go underneath it.
Oh, lame.
Yeah, so I didn't get to drive the go-karts. But I was in the movie, and I did get paid $700.
That's rad.
So that was cool.
Yeah. You want to take care of some housekeeping real quick?
Fine.
And
then I want to talk about the pizza I made, and I want to talk about how you guys ruined my diet, so...
Okay. Oh, poor little more. Oh, it's so sad. Pobrecito. Merch, yo. We got merch, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We do have a website. We do have a store. Please, if you feel, jump on there. Maybe buy something. It is BHOV at EasternSierraNow.com. And each and every episode could be sponsored by you or you.
I'm not going to sponsor an episode.
I might. Anyways, it's a great way to reach out, this is the premier podcast of the Eastern Sierra, I have to say.
Everybody's watching it, dude.
I'm proud.
I get a lot of hits.
I am very proud.
Mm-hmm. there's other great advertising slots with Eastern Sierra Now. You can always reach out to them directly at easternsierranow.com, correct? Mm-hmm. And, of course, our website is bhov.easternsierranow.com if you want to reach out to us. Also, if you're not a business and you want to support the podcast, you can donate at the patreon.com/easternsierranow.
So there are sponsors like Astorga's Bishop Vet for your campaign on Eastern Sierra Now. Mm-hmm. Peak IV is mm-hmm. another one. Mm-hmm. So this is gaining traction.
Yeah.
That's rad, man.
Yeah. Manners in talks right now. A bunch of places. Yep. Yeah. It's growing.
Did you plug the email? info@easternsierranow.com
Nope. Did not.
Any of this stuff you can reach out at info. And that's
okay. info@easternsierranow.com
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For the social media quote and audit. Yeah. That's something that Eastern Sierra Now is doing. If you have a business or, I mean, even if you just have a private one, I guess.
Sure. If you want to pay somebody to do your social media, yeah. I'm game.
If you're trying to be like an influencer or something.
Uh-huh. There's influencers out here, bro. I've met them. They come to the shop. What up, Tom?
You know what? You know what I've noticed a lot about influencers especially is a lot of them have like different colored hair, you know, like blues, greens, pinks, whatever.
A lot of them wear like extensions and a lot of makeup.
And see, I really appreciate them for doing that.
Why?
Because immediately when I see them, like, I know I don't want to talk to you.
Why?
It's just, you can tell when you see somebody and they have like a wild color hair, you know.
Love those people, bro.
Wow.
Legitly. Like, those are some of my most favorite people on the planet. Oof. For real. They're great.
I guess misery loves company, huh?
When am I ever miserable, bro?
Or a vegan. If someone's like, I'm vegan. You're like, well, don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's just a choice, man. It's like smoking, you know, Marlboros instead of Camels. Like, who cares?
Well, I mean, people that smoke the right cigarette, Marlboros, they care.
Jesus. So opinionated. You're so opinionated in your young age. I love that. I miss that about myself. I used to be very opinionated. Now I'm just really...
Now you just fall for anything, huh?
I'm accepting. Everybody knows Trollsy. Everybody knows how accepting I am. And it's just what I am.
So I made pizza last night because...
I make pizza.
My fiance and I challenge were on you to a
pizza off. At the end of this is it. At the very end of all of this, I'm going to make a pizza. Chase is going to make a pizza. We're going to eat each other's pizzas, and then we're going to vote on those too.
Anyway.
Crushing you.
I made it. Me and my fiance did this like meal train for a family here in town. Mm-hmm. So last night was our turn to make the pizza, which I couldn't have any of because, like I told you guys, you're ruining my diet.
Well, diet are you on?
I've just been doing this thing.
Carnivore?
No, it's not carnivore, and I don't even know what you would call it because I'm eating only meat, fruits, and vegetables. What is that one?
That's paleo.
Paleo.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
Yep.
I just find that it just makes me feel better.
For sure.
For you know, I'm not trying to lose weight or anything. It's just like it just makes me feel better.
I guess I have grains in mind because I eat quinoa.
Okay.
It's embarrassing to say the number of pounds that I've lost.
Right.
68.
Since when?
That's awesome.
68.
Since when?
Since the height of my alcoholism. Legit. Oh,
okay. So yeah. about
before we ever met.
So about a year?
Yeah.
Before we ever met?
Well, not ever, but yeah. Before we
live next door to each other.
Fell in love with each other on this podcast. Those dreamy eyes of yours.
Oh, man. All right.
Let's get into some butthurt, homie. Were you ready to get into this?
Yeah, I want to hear the one that you got there.
This one really kind of chapped my hide. Thieves at large, please share. Hi, everyone. I just got on this page today to ask for help from the Bishop community. My dad owns Bishop Coins and Collectibles, 106 North Main Street, just right down the street from Ascent Bishop, where I work at. Yesterday, he got robbed by this couple who came into the shop. They ended up walking away with a sizable amount of gold coins. So there's pictures up.
That is horrible. Did you read the whole thing? Because if you read the whole thing, there's part of it in there that I'm like, okay, so how did that happen? Because it says something about how the couple left to go get money. Like, there's no way that the owner of that shop let them, oh, yeah, just come right back. You'll take the coins with you. Come right back. Like, that's
they
not what happened,
they ended up walking
right?
away with a sizable amount of gold coins. They said they were coming back to pay for, but in reality, shoplifted.
So was he like, yeah, take him with you, come back?
No, there's no way. I know the owner. There's no way.
Yeah, like...
So they had to have had some on the counter, most likely, hypothetically, thinking. Right. Like, there was some, they took some, we're going to be back to pay for these, left with the ones they stole.
Right.
Most likely.
Yeah, that makes more sense. But that, why would you ever let somebody leave?
That's horrible, man. But there's pictures up.
I did the one about the... but heard about the scam apartment listings. So are people really like clicking on these things and sending people deposits for these apartments?
Are you part of Bishop 411? Big Pine. Big Pine? Big Pine 411?
No.
There's always somebody on there posting about the scam jobs.
Oh.
And the transportation is always transportation provided. And then when it doesn't say transportation provided, I said, but what about the transportation? I always call them. It's a scam. We all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
But, I mean, are people really sending money to these people?
I hope not. Really hope not. So we have one. I'm butthurt that I didn't get the name information from a young woman a couple of weeks ago when I was in Spartan Final. My hip and knee were just killing me. In my cart, a young woman came up, told me about using CBD... oil, blah, blah, blah. We have it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you don't know this, and I haven't said it before on the podcast, I work at Ascent Dispensary. We have Mary's Medicinals. So if you are looking for any pain relief in any form, cannabis can be the answer.
Is that FDA approved?
Bro. no, sir. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Not FDA approved.
Then, I mean, I would trust it, honestly.
Right? In all honesty.
I mean, the FDA approved the COVID vaccine, so I trust your stuff more than that.
let's think of the things that are approved by the FDA.
Oh, dude, Red 40, right?
So many things. Like Adderall. Yeah. Adderall is like literally just speed.
Dude. Yeah. Remember when they were the doctors were giving out opioids like they were candy?
I was one of those victims.
Everybody was like, yeah, it's FDA approved.
Legitly, bro. When I had...
Put this cream on your back.
I had two surgeries on my wrist to pull out all of the proximal bones, and they gave me oxys and Percocets and Ambien.
All three?
All three.
Man, you had to just...
Kick down.
A week or what?
Dude, it was the craziest thing, man, because Ambien gives you these Ambien naps, they call them, an Ambien nap. I had several. So, 2 weeks into me living in Humboldt.
Well, real quick, before you tell that story, tell just for people who don't know what an Ambien nap like.
Ambien nap,
basically what it is.
So, I think the most famous case that I can think of is there was, a governor, and, he shows up at nighttime to the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. to go to work and runs into the stop, right? And he tries to get out in a suit, going to work. Security guard detains him, puts him, in the cell. And then he kind of wakes up out of it and is like, what am I doing here?
So it's like sleepwalking.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
But with perfect clarity.
Right.
Perfect clarity.
It happened to a friend of mine one time, actually.
Dude, I'm in the store, been in Humboldt for 2 weeks. Down the street, I live in the ghetto. There was a drive-by that same week down the street from my house. So I'm in the store, and this dude comes up to me. He's like, what's up, James? And I'm like, who are you? And he's like, yeah, remember, I'm so-and-so. You came to my house, man. We were having a party, and you just kind of knocked on the door and wanted to party with us, and you partied with us, and it was fun. And I'm like, what?
And that, why you're on Ambien.
Ambien.
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine showed up to this wedding I was at one time. I called him at, midnight. I was like, hey, come pick me up. He goes, okay. And he pulls up, and we all pile in his car. We end up going to my mom's house, and we keep drinking. And and then I left, and I went home. And he woke up. He had to be at work. He was, a shift worker, and he had to be at work at, 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And he woke up in my mom's backyard at, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
And was like, where's this?
That's what it's like, man.
But he drove from his house. He lived all the way out by Manor Market. Drove from his house into town over to my mom's house, right over that way.
Yep.
And then went home. Well, not didn't go home, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he woke up in my mom's backyard.
Stayed in the backyard.
But he drove.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Jeez. I've met a couple different people that allegedly knew me that I had no recollection of at all. So this next one, you
okay,
got one?
Yeah, I do have. You go ahead, though.
Okay. This next one is a pretty touching one because today we are wishing a happy retirement to an absolute legend of the Bisham Fire Department, Chief Pat O'Neill. Chief Pat O'Neill grew up in Station 1, but officially joined in 1971 when he turned 18. He has faithfully served this community here 53 years. That's wild, bro.
Yeah.
Held every position
now he
possible.
Doesn't even get to use the big chairs of the big screen TVs.
I hope I hope somebody bought him a couple. We need to open up a GoFundMe so we can get him the biggest and the baddest of those chairs and TVs. Held every position, probationary firefighter, from probationary firefighter to chief. He has been a teacher, a mentor, and a friend to many. To say he will be missed is an absolute understatement. We hope Chief O'Neill has a fun and relaxing retirement. Thank you, Chief O'Neill.
Thank you, Chief O'Neill. Extremely butthurt, some a-hole kids have been harassing my grandmother, pounding on and trying to kick her door in. Now they have the audacity to graffiti her windows. These kids are doing this are most likely in high school because her apartment always gets messed with right around 3:30.
Bro, how did I miss this one?
He lives in the back, kind of by the school, I guess, and there was pictures on here, and we'll put them up. My question is, I mean, what did she do? You know, I mean, kids don't just run around vandalizing things for no
they
reason.
Do. You know,
is she casting spells? Is she a witch?
Oh, I was just waving, man, not casting a spell.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
They're not the droids you're looking for.
Tom Cruise,
bro, like
with
the random acts of freaking vandalism that I might or might not have done when I was a kid, they were just that random. And when my kids, ding dong ditching is huge, right? It made a huge comeback like right after COVID. Mm. And they told me one night that they were coming, we ding dong ditched. And I was just like, okay. So think of your grandpa, right? Mm-hmm. Grandpa Joe, just the sweetest of the men ever, hanging out, can't hear good, can't really get around very well, watching whatever he's watching, and then just boom, 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 boom. It would scare the life out of that man.
Yeah.
And I was like, how would you feel if Grandpa Joe came tomorrow morning and was just like, somebody banged on my door and it was startling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, ding dong ditching and toilet papering and egging and all that stuff, you know? I mean, if you guys quit messing with them kids, they probably won't do that.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay, what else do I got, man? I can't believe I missed that one, though.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Astorga's Mexican Restaurant.
Yeah.
They got really great food. You can order online to speed up the process. It's pretty cool.
I do it all the time, man.
They actually, their social media page is ran by Eastern Sierra now, so anybody out there who follows their social media pages, Astorga's.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish out there?
Astorga's.
Shrimp fajitas.
Dude, the shrimp fajitas, bro.
Yeah.
Insanely good. The shrimp are massive.
I have to be honest.
Like Andre the Giant's thumb. That's how big they are. You get like six of them.
Six thumbs?
Six Andre the Giant thumbs. They're so good. They're so good.
I think it's been almost a year since I've eaten there last.
What? Yeah, dude, no. I think after the
you
pizza...
You have to drive all the way out there?
There's so many different variations of the Mexican cuisine in Bishop. I think after pizza, we should move on to Mexican cuisine.
Like tacos. That's very offensive.
To who?
You know, the culture you're appropriating.
Bro, get out of here. Okay, I'm finding that butthurt. I am butthurt about all the locked, it says GREE, but I know they mean green gates on the river. Posts are concreted in, so it is permanent. What's DWP's deal? Bro, they... can own everything.
Like where the road is eroding and they don't want anybody driving.
Down by the ropes, yeah. The old ropes.
They don't want anybody driving there. So
I haven't even been, you know, probably
swept swept into the river.
Right. It's been since the since the big runoff. What was that, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
2 years ago. I haven't been and looked over the sand hill to see how bad it actually is there.
Nearby.
Yeah. I don't know if it's passable or not. But that's what they do. They're trying to protect people. There's just too many flatlanders that come up here and will get close and then, I mean, fall in the river and then it'll be, they might have to take more extreme steps to prevent people from hurting themselves. You got to nerf the world these days. You know what that means, right?
Nerf bow and arrow.
Just wrap everything in nerf and then everyone's going to be just fine. And you can't see their blue hair either, so you would be able to talk to a lot more people. Okay, this one. I am not really butthurt, but how about a slow clap for McDonald's? Can I get a slow clap? Slow clap for McDonald's for their billboard advertising soft serve with the phrase, can't make this up. Yes. And yes, this is the advertisement. You can't make this up. And yes, our machines work too. That's just awesome. That is the new customer service.
I would
service.
Like to point out I went there to get an iced tea today because I was being a good boy and not eating bullshit. Mm-hmm. Every one of their ice cream things was crossed off and said, we'll be back soon. So I was going to say, wait a minute. I saw a billboard in Big Pine and it said, yeah, I was going to be like, false advertising.
Glad I brought that one up.
Yep.
You got any more?
No, I mean, people have been letting me down lately, man. You know, and that's just the honest truth. Nobody's mad at anybody, and that upsets me. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I feel like the page, you know, it's Butthurt Owens Valley, right? Every time someone posts on there and says not Butthurt, I'm like not reading it. Like why?
It's my fault, dog. You can blame me because I changed the direction.
I do
blame me directly.
I do.
You could tell me to you James Edward Trules right now if you want to.
I'm not gonna say that. That's rude.
Okay. Okay.
I do want to know your middle name.
I do want to. Well, that's why. And that the Area 51, why it was JET, because those are my initials, James Edward Jules.
Jet.
I'm going to shout out to Aiden. Again, he has a post up here. Don't be butthurt if your car is dirty. I do vehicle details for a great price. That guy crushes the car cleaning business. I do have, it looks like one came in on the website, and this pertains to you.
Oh, the bad news?
The bad
nice.
News.
This so it was bad news for me?
Didn't see that coming.
Well, we're going to find out right now. The barbecue bowl. Hey, everyone. I need to apologize for the time I borrowed the bowl from Barbecue Bills and put it on the school roof as a senior prank.
Oh, that's, we were just talking about that.
We were
that.
Just talking about
was
this. I saw
episode?
Chase talking two, about it on BHOV ago? Podcast, and I realized I should apologize about that. I'm not going to say my name, but it wasn't just me. It couldn't just be one person.
Well, I mean, that's obvious.
That's a, right? Like, there's a lot you have to do to get that thing down, like ropes and pulleys.
The fact that whoever wrote that, you know, I mean, it couldn't have been just them because they wouldn't be able to figure out by themselves.
What people don't know. What people don't know, to get on the roof, we had to break into the school, go through the auditorium, carry it through the rafters in the attic. Once on the roof, we saw some janitor. We said, they seen a janitor in the quad area, and they freaked out. We climbed it back in, and our friend, we call him Jimmy, not me. Oh, we didn't get Jerry. Back in the attic before we shut the door. We got all the way back out to school and hightailed it out of their house before we realized he was stuck. So that all happened. Jimmy, there's more. We left Jimmy. Luckily, they were cooler back then. We left Jimmy. We went back for him. Jimmy had fast up. called down to the janitors. They got him out, but not the bull off the roof. To Jimmy's credit, he didn't rat any of us out. So somebody knows who actually did it if he got caught. Them janitors might be cool.
I feel like
it was could be, dude. Do you guys remember Rainbird?
I feel like we need to talk to Jimmy. Oh, yeah.
Y'all remember Rainbird?
Yeah.
Did you get Legend. Caught by Rainbird or Bruce?
Legend. Rainbird. So this is story time now. I got expelled from...
That's not surprising.
Bishop Union High School. I got expelled because I was guilty by association. We had art class, and Val... What was Val's last name? Y'all remember Val's last name? He was the art teacher. Val Conley. Pulled it out of my freaking memory. Val Conley, he was famous because he painted hockey masks for like the Florida Panthers or something like that. That was his claim to fame. Really talented artist. He was gone. Me and a couple other people I know, he was like, one of them was like, we're going to go over to the bathroom. Come with us. And I was just like, yeah, man, bathroom break. So we went in there and they pulled out a sack and a pipe and packed a bowl. And we're like, let's smoke some reefer. And I was like, huh. It was before I really was like a stoner, right? And those dudes were. And I kind of wanted to be cool, but I was like, all right, man, I'm going to take a leak. So they go into the very, this is in the basement bathroom.
Okay.
Main building, basement bathroom, install, and start sparking it up. I go, I'm using the bathroom. Rainbird walks in. He walks past me because I'm tucked in the corner, past me, sitting there, and I look up, and I'm just like, oh, shit. You know, and I'm playing it cool, finish, zip up, pretend to wash my hands, and I'm walking out. And I think when I walked out, I caught that reefer smell and drug it past him, right? So I'm out the door, and Rainbird is like, hey! And I just, as fast as I could, left campus, ran away. Just and
well, at least you didn't seem guilty.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
I was so scared, bro. I didn't know what to do, right? I was scared in my mind because I thought I was guilty because I was going to smoke with those dudes, and I just couldn't because, like, Rainbird came in and busted us, so... Yes. So I run away. I ran to my house, was close by. I call my mom. I tell her what happened. She's like, you have to go back, stupid. Like, she didn't call me stupid. She's a wonderful person. But she's like, you have to go back. Like, you can't run away from the scene of a crime, right? Like, you just can't do
it. Were these guys already gone? These guys were?
No. So they were in the bathroom. I left. Rainbird walked, grabbed him, snatched him up, took him to Craig Chuji's office. So I go back. And I walk in and I'm just like, hey, this happened. And Craig's waiting for me. He, like, they already know. I don't think I was ratted out, but Rainbird knew who I was.
Well, yeah.
Right? So,
yeah. I mean, how many kids were in your graduating class? Because mine was like 100 something.
Something like that, buck 20. Yeah. Well, and then in my graduating class from Palisade, because I am a Pally Panther. Go Panthers!
And I think at Jesse, what'd you have? 10?
Yeah, your senior year? 13, I think, by the time we finished. But yeah. We had 30 in sixth grade. What's up?
Oh, these pioneers. So anyways, I go in, I talk to Craig. I'm just like, it wasn't me. And then he's, you know, I tell him the story. And in the end, whoever is like the head of getting you in trouble, like there's the DA gets involved, right? Because I already had like...
The DA? The district attorney?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you get like...
oh, yeah.
Possibly...
1974?
Right. It's pot charges. Seriously. It was like it was the first cannabis ever harvested and used by humans. That's how old I am, dog.
I want to hear.
You know what it
you
was?
And this was some rope.
This was this was brickweed, dog. This was Mexican brickweed that sometimes would look like the shape of a tire.
My my grandfather was the first person to ever get busted with marijuana in Inyo County.
I love your grandpa.
That's true. Yeah. That
and he went to jail. When he went to jail, it was where that across from Great Basin Bakery.
Oh,
that's wow. Where, yeah, that's where it was. Bishop Jail.
Yeah. And he was in there for like, I think he always told, you know, every time he told the story, it was different. So he said 2 or 3 months he was in jail. And the judge came in one day, was walking by. He goes, what are you still doing in here? My grandma goes, Jesus they Christ. Won't let me out.
Oh, my God.
He's like, he told him to leave. He let him out.
That's wild, bro.
That'd be so much better to live in those days.
Oh,
so,
man, yeah.
Why did I tell the story that I got expelled for?
Because the janitors. They were talking about the janitors.
Marijuana affects the memory.
Because we were talking about possibly it was Rainbow.
Yeah, maybe you
song.
Should quit the marijuana.
Yeah, bro, never going to happen. Come visit me at Ascend from 8 to 8, Monday through Friday. I'm sorry, just kidding.
Monday Keep going. Sunday, right?
No, we're Monday through Sunday, yeah. Ascend is open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 365 days a year.
Wow. Yep. And you're there every single one of them?
So happy, dude. A great thing happened with I hired another bartender so I can have some time off. Yep. It's a really neat.
You get what, one day off a week now?
I get two.
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 Nice.
Wednesday, frickin' Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Yep. I hired an awesome young bartender to help us out. The ship has been pretty well turned around since I took over. And I need some time off, man. It's been 3.5 months.
So we got some feedback on that episode we were talking about.
Actually, nice segue.
Barbecue bills. We had some feedback on it, and people wanted to talk about more nostalgia. And one of the main ones that I was sent, anyways.
We can do nostalgia, and I got one more of these.
Okay. Yep. Was Imperial Gourmet, but back when it was located
at the plaza. Yeah. Bro.
Up the stairs.
Up to take the elevator, man. Yeah. That was my favorite thing, dog. Riding the elevator to go to Imperial Gourmet for like the Sunday buffet when I was a kid. Vanessa. I miss Vanessa. She was rad. She was absolutely
that
rad.
Was the so, best restaurant back then.
I have a great story about Imperial Gourmet.
Tell me.
Hold tight. It's going to take a minute. So I was down in Bakersfield, and I was on my way back. My buddy in high school did a rodeo. I think he did saddle bronc or bareback bronc, whatever it was. We were down in Bakersfield. We were coming back. We're driving 395, and we were basically like right off of, you know, when you're coming through from Bakersfield and you go through Lake Isabella, and then, basically right where the 14, 395, you come together, right? So we're driving along. Look over. This is my junior year of high school, I want to say, junior, senior year. Look over, two really pretty girls driving this car, right? And I'm driving. Cody's asleep in the passenger seat, so I get him to wake up. And before you know it, they're passing writing on a piece of paper and passing notes from car to car, right?
That's what it used to be. So you're old too, bro. People don't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't even see a wireless controller until I was a man. Anyway, I ended up getting the girl's number that was in the passenger seat, right? Nope. And so,
was she hot?
Huh?
Was she hot?
Oh yeah, she was sweet. Yeah, duh.
Sure.
Come on. I'm gonna have to say that.
That's my bad. Yeah.
No, she was a total grenade. So anyway, I ended up giving her a call, and this was a Sunday. We were driving back, and I talked to her. I think it was Tuesday, and then I took her out Friday after school. So just from talking to her on the phone, she didn't live here. Her dad lived here. She lived in Southern California. She was up here visiting her dad.
Best kind.
Right? It was great. So she gives me the address, lives back over there behind where Rite Aid was.
Like yeah.
Lazy A, Bear Creek, that area.
Yeah.
I get there.
It's my hood.
And I'm knocking on the door, and the door kind of just opens a little bit. Like, not like a fucking haunted house. Anyway. I knock on the door. The door kind of opens a little bit. And I'm like, hello? This massive dude. Like, and I was probably, 110 pounds soaking wet when
you're
I was.
You're still not the biggest guy in the world.
Thanks, man. This huge dude comes walking down the hallway. Like, you know those houses that are back there where it's like there's like a foyer, the kitchen's right here, the living room is like right here, down 100%. A couple some steps, and then there's a hallway that goes out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I live in one of those.
So he walks out of the hallway, and he's just massive dude. He's got tattoos all over. He's got this big beard, shaved head, and just yoked. And I'm like, he doesn't say anything. And I'm like, I think her name was Sarah, I want to say. Like, okay, is Sarah here? And he says, yeah. And he turns around and walks back down the hallway. I'm like, all right. So I get in the house. He's walking down the hallway. And like, as I come more into the foyer, there's a wheelchair in the middle of the living room, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, look at that. He comes walking down the hallway carrying this girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like this. And I'm like, well, she's beautiful, right? Well, I can't rightfully just leave. You know what I mean?
Especially because she didn't have blue hair.
She did not. Okay. She did not have blue hair. So anyway, we put this chick in the wheelchair. I push her out to the truck. I load her up in the truck. I grab the wheelchair. I fold it up, and I put it in the bed, right? Okay.
This better not be one of your dumb joke stories.
My dumb joke stories?
You take it deep, and then you're like, no, I'm just kidding.
We're driving. I'm really trying to open up to you here.
Thank you. This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Driving. Anyway, long story short, she wants to go to Imperial Gourmet, bet. Right?
Let's go.
We get there. Of course, the elevator isn't working.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't weigh nothing. I carry her up. If she weighs, like, maybe 65, 80 pounds, right? Yeah. I carry her up the flight of stairs. We ordered some drinks. This is where it gets interesting. She orders, like, a virgin margarita or whatever.
Okay.
Well, after we eat, she's kind of...
Sure.
A little loose, you know what I mean? And I'm like...
From the virgin?
Well, I'd take a sip of hers, and they were making it legit.
Oh,
and bro, like,
no.
This girl does not look a day over 16.
I'm oh, like, no.
So I'm like, this ain't good. So I pay the bill. I get her down the stairs, and she just, like, she drank, like, 2.5 of them. So she's, like, progressively getting more and more drunk, right? And her dad said she has to be home by 9:30. So I'm trying to get her home before 9:30. Dude, I'm parked down the street in my truck. It's 9:25. And she's passed out drunk in my passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
So I stay parked down the street. I grab the wheelchair. I grab her. I put her in the wheelchair. I push her down to the house. I leave the wheelchair in the like, the little space that's, like, the lawn, the small lawn between the driveway and the walkway.
Yep.
I leave it right there. I put her on the doorstep, and I ring the doorbell, and I knock really loud, and I turn around to run, and she grabs my leg, right?
Oh,
and
my
God. And she starts pulling on it like how I'm pulling your leg. None of that ever happened.
He totally caught on to you.
Because when you're telling that story, there's a fine line between enough detail and too much detail, and I went right over that line, dude, with the too much detail.
It's like the you clown joke. I'm not telling it right now, but it's the same thing. If you ever see me, ask me, and I'll tell it to you. I'm not doing it on here.
Oh, yeah. That's but it's great, the same. It's yeah. A great joke. Yeah.
Ask Jesse about the what?
You clown joke.
You clown joke. Do not know about.
Dude, you know how many times I've told that?
Ooh,
that
look at this. I just found
everybody's
one.
Everybody's like.
We're going to throw this one up real quick. I have actually a couple things to say real quick.
Okay,
one of them has to do with some cuita. Do you know what cuita is?
No.
Cuita, mierda, caca, poopy.
Oh, okay.
Dude. So I'm washing the windows this morning. Right?
I know where this is going already. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is that makes. Well, it's the cannabis makes the dogs feel really relaxed enough to shit in front of the business. Apparently,
and nobody picks it up.
So no, this time there's. It's actually. We'll see the footage. We'll show some of that footage right now. So, I'm washing the windows. I come. I think I'm leaving outside, and this girl and the dude is coming in. She opens the door. I'm kind of surprised. And I'm like, no. And I'm saying that because behind her, unbeknownst to her, is her big ass husky taking a fucking husky sized dump right in the middle of the sidewalk. And like the boyfriend was just like, look like that. And she was like, no, I can't come in. And I'm like, no, like no to your animal. And I pointed and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And so they both go outside. I get prepared for them to come inside. They handle like a champ. Dude puts a bag on his hand, and like it is bigger than the coffee cup, what he grabbed. Just a hot, steaming pile of.
Were they white?
No.
Really?
No.
Dude, because white people
love huskies.
They love huskies too.
White people love some huskies.
Dude, they put the glove on the hand and they're like picking it up and they're like, you know how they do that?
How is Junior's diet doing? I think I see some berries in here. He needs to digest better.
Ah, the farmer's dog is working well.
The farmer's dog.
I just heard an advertisement for
I'm
that today.
This close, bro. That was a good ass advertisement because I'm this close to getting the farmer's dog.
Pre-portioned?
Yeah.
But anyways...
I looked it up for my dog. It would be $400 a month. And I'm like, I ain't paying $400. I don't pay that for myself.
Good thing is that...
Of course I do.
They cleaned up the poop.
Yeah.
That is the good thing. And then I just reset my
phone. Unlike the people last week.
Bro, I couldn't believe those people. So that's two every... I average a dog shit in front of the pot shop every 2 weeks.
Icky.
I just
did you anything on your scratchers?
Not yet. You want to scratch?
Sure.
Please, because I'm going to be looking for this one and just kind of talking.
Dude, I got an itch on my cap right now.
Butt hurt. This guy is illegally dumping trash in our bins. The way he pulls up makes it look like he's a regular thing for him, having this issue every week. Come on, people, fork out that $5 to go to the dump, and it is the cheapest dump. The dump in Bishop. God bless Inyo County for keeping it cheap. The cheapest by far. When I lived in Humboldt County, it was $40 to get to the, through the gate, and then they charge you by the pound. $40 for the minimum dump. Come back. Come on. Fork over the $5 to go to the dump. We are watching. We will try to post a full video later, so I didn't see that, but there is this one.
I'm gonna, you know, be on the opposite side of what most people are going to say, but I mean, the trash cans are just there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
they're right there.
They are.
So, I don't know, man. If I have trash and I see a trash can, I put my trash in the
trash
can.
Yeah, but if it's like a multiple, if you're doing it multiple times, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
And I see if you're paying for it and you don't want somebody else. I mean, I get that too, but at the same time, it's like, unless it's stopping you from putting your trash in the trash can that you're paying for, who really cares?
Well, it's right there at the Thomas Pilot.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's where it's at, and they have regular, you know, like a residential can right out.
Suck it, scratching.
Yeah, right out in right by the pump.
Yeah.
So like, obviously they're there for the people that pay for fuel.
Yeah.
And it looks like this guy's just pulling up and using the trash can.
Just doing it.
But I mean, they're right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it comes with the territory. And I think saying illegally dumping trash in a trash can that's accessible to the public is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, but they're like
apparently it's the multiple, right? Multiple times they've had a problem with the same person.
You know, if you live on the res, you can get trash services by Year in Luck.
By Year in Luck.
Oh, do we have
constant sponsor of our show?
Don't we have something from Year in Luck that got donated? Bruh, let me see this bad boy. That's a good-looking cup right there.
Yeah.
And these are sponsored?
Yeah.
Do we know if people can buy these from
you? You can buy those from him. Nice. And we have three to give away. Well, we haven't really come up with how we're going to give them away yet. So
you're in luck.
Episode.
Portables and Septic, 760-874-8150. That is You're in Luck. You're in Luck Potties at gmail.com.
8105.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not the best at reading.
Fair enough.
We've went over this. I'm not the best at reading. 760-874-8105. Once again, that is You're in Luck.
Man. I love it.
I'm glad I'm here to you
actually,
guys laugh at me.
There's a keychain and a sticker in here, too.
I like that. I got one more. This is bad news. This is to Vanessa from Donnie.
They put their names on it.
This is Vanessa, and this will come out a week late, but no, yes, I did eat the pizza, and we had have already done that, so you're texting me right now. You know who you are. I need to be straight with you, and this is coming from Donnie. I am not going to a Corey Kent concert. Y'all know who Corey Kent is?
No.
Up-and-coming country singer. I looked into it. That's not my scene at all, and I just wouldn't enjoy it. I hope you understand. Maybe we can find something else to do together. Cheers. Donnie, cheers.
Well, you know what? I really hope that they're not in a relationship, because if they are, she should dump him.
For not going to a concert, for real?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a. So if you like different genres.
Do you know why I'm saying that?
So like Keela.
I'm literally going to a 4-day music festival. I'm leaving Wednesday.
And?
It's a country music festival. I'm camping there with 12,000 other people.
And you're punk rock.
I like a lot of stuff.
But you're not country. Is it Night in the Country?
It's not. Yeah.
Oh,
Night in the Country.
Oh, that'll
be
fun. Well, I know a lot of people that don't seem to be in the country that end up there, and it looks like they have a good time.
Well, I went last year. It was okay. But yeah, country. Going to a 3 or 4 day country concert is not really. I've been to plenty of, you know, one night concerts, country artists, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
Corey Kent, his number one video looks to be Wild as Her, born in June 21st, 1994. Jesus Christ, man. He is genre, country. Genre, country.
Wild, some country's wild as good. Herpes.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, bro, that's all I got, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I liked it.
Make sure to check us out at bhov.easternsierranow.com. Like, subscribe, hit the notification bell.
Talk about hats.
Oh, yeah, hats.
Yeah, we need
one. We did. We got one made.
One made.
So we need ideas for hats, y'all.
We have one made or someone submitted. Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
I still got to do that. I'm a little busy.
Yeah, do the hats. Send them to us through the website. Check out.
I feel like I want to say some more
other
things.
Ways that you can help support the podcast. You know, the more you can get everybody involved, the more and more we can do, the more things we can do. We can get some games going. We can do all sorts of stuff. Write in suggestions, things you guys would like us to talk about.
Ooh,
all that kind of stuff.
I do have an announcement. And this is unfortunate.
I knew it was going to be like this.
Due to unfortunate circumstances, I'm not going to be able to run for city council.
Oh.
I don't live in the city. And I'm not going to live in the city. I am out of city limits, and I am out of... I cannot put my hat in the race for city council, and it really does bum me out, guys, because I seriously want to...
You think I should do it?
I mean...
I can put on serious hats. I'm pretty good, actually, at it.
It's just what Bishop needs, right? We need to think of the future of Bishop, and that is what I have in mind. Tourism, and unfortunate as it is, man, we are a tourist-based economy, and tourism is going. That's what is going to drive our economy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a tourist-based economy.
It's fine, right?
I don't know. Dude, people get so mad.
So, like there's just some
so
things.
So what, they drive like idiots, and they throw trash everywhere, and they block up the streets, and
there's a
they
lot,
smell bad.
There's a lot of going on in the city, you know what I mean? That there's just... And this isn't an offense to anybody. It is, man. This is offense to people because we have the oldest people in the world running our country. It's crazy. We take their licenses away at a certain point, and then we vote those people into Congress forever, and they run our country.
Truth.
It's bizarre. And like, I'm not saying like to anybody.
Cook. Let him cook.
To anybody. Well, and just look at the age of the people on a lot of these boards that are in Bishop. And I'm sorry. It is. If this offends you, I am very sorry, but
How do you feel about term limits?
We need term limits. Have to happen.
Right.
1,000%. Please.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Please. Yeah. But like, we just we need young minds in charge. And no offense to anybody, but we need new ideas. We need to move into the future. And Bishop needs help, man.
So should I run for city council?
100%.
I mean, I live in the city.
Definitely, as long as like you're 100% serious, the due date is very quickly. You need to establish your political direction, and I have somebody that could possibly help with the campaign.
Political direction? What does that mean?
Like, let your views known. Look and see what the problems are in the city. You know,
dude, start nobody wants to know my views.
start weighing in, bro.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you're not me, but you might win.
Yeah. What's your platform? Lay it out.
My platform?
Yeah.
Like if I were to just if I were to actually consider running for, I mean, what would my
city council?
Yeah, like what would my
You really kind of have to look on the docket and like see what's going on behind the scenes. And
I mean, my main focus would just be about mostly the locals here, but also making sure that, you know, our economy stayed good.
You
know,
because
we have
too many empty buildings,
have
bro.
Tourists.
There's too many empty buildings.
Thank you. There's too many empty buildings. That would actually be one thing that I know that there was one person that was doing it. They were in the city council. I'm not going to put his name out there because I don't want to put him on blast. But because there are other counties and cities that charge corporations when they hold leases on buildings and they leave them empty.
I voted yes on that.
And I voted yes on that as well. And so that I would definitely.
We love you, Steve.
If yeah, I wasn't going to put him on blast.
I love that dude. He is a beautiful human.
I mean, if that was something he was still willing to pursue, I would definitely be get
yeah,
involved with that.
I believe there might be a little bit.
My biggest focuses would be probably. What's that?
There's still like that's trying to be enacted. And it should be.
Good. It should, 100%. It should be.
We have
I don't know
three
anybody that would be
giant
that.
Empty buildings in Bishop.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, and this might be news to some people. And I found this out from the horse's mouth.
You're getting a tractor
verified.
Outlet,
huh?
Tractor outlet.
No.
A horse supply store?
No.
No.
Keep guessing.
Big Red Barn?
Nope.
We're
going to have another empty building.
A Granger? No. What's this happening?
Home Lumber is going out of business.
Get the fuck out of town, man.
Dude.
I've heard they've already sold all their stock.
They sold everything to...
High Cost Lumber?
High Cost Lumber, yeah. High Country Lumber.
And the Red Horse.
And I'd say that jokingly. I know the people at home.
Oh, Red Horse leaving too?
Yeah.
Yes.
So then we'll have Red Horse.
Oh, my God.
And that's the same deal. They're both on DWP land. Mm. And because I asked the guys, like, why didn't he, like, look into selling the business to a local? And, well, DWP won't lease the land to anybody else.
DWP's. Such a necessary evil, bro. Can you imagine if DWP didn't exist and LA was here? It would be wall to wall. You would have like the Hollywood Hills would be up Sierras.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
It's a love. I've said that to everybody. It's a love hate relationship because you know they took a bunch of water. They have a bunch of land.
And just to make a point, quick point. I say High Cost Lumber and just joking. You guys rock, and I love every one of you guys.
Right. So. But yeah, DWP, at least they keep their lands open, you know, and allow us to use them. And, you know, you guys keep trashing it and see how long that lasts. Maybe they might close all that down too and be like, hey, you want to throw trash everywhere? Guess what? Now you ain't got no dirt to play on.
Well, I am James Truels.
I am Chase Little. Thank you, buttheads.
Thank you, guys. Much love. No hate.
This is what Chase was f***ing talking about.
Yeah.
People that get this way, you want to make sure they have different color hair.
There we go.
Yeah. It's like seeing a f***ing frog in the Amazon that's all colorful. You don't pet that f***er.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You guys, you're not living.